Good morning.
Good morning.
We can do a little better than that. Good morning. Today's scripture reading from the Old Testament is Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster.
Amen.
The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. The reading from the New Testament is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Yes.
Amen. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading and the hearing of
Amen.
The Word.
Amen. Amen. For every single way that you have provided for us, for every moment of our lives, Lord, where you made sure we ate, where you made sure we had a place to lie down, when you made sure, Lord, we had schools or places of work to go to, where you even dressed us, Lord, and provided clothing for us, Holy Spirit. You are the great God, the great giver, and we can never outgive you, Holy Spirit. So, precious God, we ask your blessings upon these tithes and offerings, Lord. Multiply and amplify, Lord. And we would pray, Lord, that we would be found good stewards for the use of your finances, Lord. That we would use these finances as you, Lord, would use them. So we thank you, Lord. We ask your blessing, your favor. And it's in the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. For those of you that are joining us online today, we thank you again for being a part of the service. And we have several ways for you to participate in today's offering. You can go ahead right now to www.nlac.tv and you will see our new updated website, praise God. On that web page, you can go to the giving page and you can establish your regular online giving account. For those that like to use Cash App, go ahead, put the dollar sign in, the number 2, the letters NLAC, and your offering comes right to us. And for those that like to use the mail, you can go ahead, get your envelope ready, put our address on it, which is 2020 East 79th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Thank you again for participating in the offering. Saints, we will now be blessed by a special selection from our praise team and praise band singing, Oh, Give Thanks.
Oh, give thanks, my
followers of you. You told us in the discernment series, Lord, to deny ourselves, to take up our crosses and follow you. Lord, we give ourselves over to you. As we look today at your great commission to all of us, help us to see how we can live this out each day. We love you and we honor you. It's in the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God is good, my friend. And all the time, God is good. Thank you for wearing your purple on Purple Sunday, my friend. During the announcements, we will have a Purple Sunday video to watch together. Ooh, I gotta turn my phone down. Hi, y'all folks online. I like to talk to the people that's online with us. How y'all doing out there online? Whew, safe. This has been a full weekend, my friends. It has been a full weekend. It has been emotional at times. It has been full of laughter at times, but it has been good. Tell your neighbor, it's been good. Pastor Antonia, Ruth, Gail, Sylvia, and I, we went to a women's conference, and the women's conference was hosted by Lenny's wife, praise God, and her name is Pastor Tamar Gray. And Lenny and Carrie came out, and they started us off with the wonderful praise music and got us going. And then sadly, they got kicked out because it's a women's conference. Lenny's wife is amazing, and it was just joyful to be a part of that experience. And we had so many powerful experiences, and that was Friday night and Saturday night. Say Friday and Saturday. Friday. Well, I'm sorry, not Saturday night, Saturday day. Friday. When Saturday evening came, hallelujah, woo, and after having all the joyful experience of Friday night and Saturday day, we came here to experience a celebration like none other. Woo. No one in the room had ever experienced a celebration like yesterday. Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby welcomed me and Marjo and Rebecca, and Dante was here, their grandson, and if you look at all the pictures, we left them up for you all to see, and it was emotional, and it was loving, and it was good. New Life at Calvary, for those of you, praise God, for those of you that were able to come and be a support to Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby and their family, you amaze me again how much we love each other. Yes. I love you. I also thank you for continuing to love and support our Pastor Emeritus, Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby, and now their new addition to the family, praise God. I knew weeks ago, as we were entering this sermon series, that we would have this weekend. And I wondered how it was going to be as we were approaching this weekend and how God was going to help me to incorporate this in this sermon series. And I also knew that we were going to be celebrating not just with Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby, but this coming Saturday, we're going to be celebrating with Pastor Antonia and Sebastian. Amen. We are going to have two full weekends full of love, emotions, tears, laughter, joy, healing, and hope. Hallelujah. Pastor Antonia has waited a mighty long time to get married. And I know she is so excited.
Yeah.
And I know some of you may be wondering right now, what is Pastor Kelly up there talking about? It basically boils down to two words, my friends, living and love. Say living and love.
Living
and love. Did you wake up today?
Yes.
Did you walk around your bedroom?
Yes.
Did you take a deep breath in and a deep breath out? Did you brush your teeth and wash your face? Did some of y'all have some coffee on the way? Did you get dressed and get yourself out of the house? Hallelujah! You are alive. Tell your neighbor, I'm alive. as we're living, we also get to have choice. Tell your neighbor, you have a choice.
We have a choice.
We choose how do we live this life. Do we live in hate? Do we live in confusion? Do we live in fear and anxiety and desolation? Or do we live in hope? Do we live in peace and patience and kindness and gentleness? Do we live in love? Ask your neighbor, do you live in love? Over the last 3 weeks, we have spent time in this sermon series called All In. And we have been learning a scripture that taught us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and follow who?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus talking to when he says these words? His disciples, right? He's not just talking to every stranger on the street when he say that. He is talking to those who believe in him, who have given their hearts to him, and chosen to follow him.
Yes.
Let me paint a quick picture for us just to make sure we're all on the same page. We just celebrated Easter a little while ago, right?
Yes.
Jesus hung up on that cross. He died a brutal death. He died. Tell your neighbor, he died. His body was put into a tomb, and a large stone was put in front of that tomb. The disciples were scattered. They were afraid. They may have been thinking, well, what was the point of all of this? We've walked with Jesus. We prayed with Jesus. We've learned from Jesus, and he is dead. Scripture goes on to tell us that the women got up. Say, the women got up. The next day, and they went to see the tomb because they were preparing for the burial. It was Easter morning. They arrive and they are surprised to see two angels who say, "He is not here, he is risen." They are talking to an angel who gives them very specific direction. He says, "He is risen." Then the angel says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." How many of us would have followed these directions? How many of us would have been standing there talking about, "Are you really an angel? Show me you're an angel. Can I see your wing?" Without missing a beat, the women go. They don't ask a question. They don't say, "Where's the disciples are?" They don't say, "Repeat it again so I can understand what you said." They go. So the women hurried away from the tomb. That's in verse 8. And it says they are afraid yet filled with joy. And they ran. Say, ran. They didn't just walk, you know, a slowly, measly walk. They ran. I mean, they probably had dresses on. They hiked them dresses up. They got to running, my friends. They ran to tell the disciples. As they're running, suddenly, say suddenly, Jesus meets them. I don't think we pay attention enough to this part of the story. As they are running, Jesus comes out of nowhere. And he meets them. Who is the them? The women. He says, "Greetings." And the women, they came to him. Look at this. They didn't say, "Who are you?" They didn't say, "What are you doing here?" They didn't ask silly questions. They came to him, scripture says, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. That means they got on the ground and they worshiped him. Are you prepared to see Jesus? What are you going to do when you see Jesus? How many of us know that song? I can only imagine. When I see your face, I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to praise you? Am I going to fall down? I don't know, but I just know I want to see Jesus. But these women, they worshiped him. Then the story goes on that Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see." keeping. So again, they have been told twice. They don't stand around saying, Jesus, what'd you say again? Tell me one more time. You sure you want me to go? They go. Tell your friend it's time to go. So that was verses 8 through 10. And right then, it's a hiccup in the story. Say hiccup. There's verses 11 through 15, and I wish I had time to go in those verses today, but I don't have time. Tell your neighbor she don't have time. But when you have time, I want you to go look at those verses. Because they're very important verses, but I want to focus on the perspective of the story of these women. So the women, again, are told to go. And the story picks up again in verse 16. They go, and they see the 11 disciples, and the 11 disciples went to Galilee. This is the first time those disciples got something right. The women come in the door, and they say, Jesus said, go to Galilee. They didn't stand there saying, wait a minute, the women gave us this information. Should we trust the women to go? They didn't say, are you sure Jesus said Galilee? They didn't say, why Galilee? Why Galilee? They finally listened. Tell your friend it's time to listen. They finally listened, and they just got up and went to Galilee. They went to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And again, when they saw him, they worshiped him. That means, again, they got down on their knees and their feet and they worshiped him. They didn't stand there saying, Jesus, is that really you? How you doing today? They immediately worshiped him. So I ask you again, my friends, what are you going to do when you see Jesus? Then the scripture sadly says that even as they were in worship, some doubted. Even while we're in worship, some of y'all are still doubting. He woke you up, you still doubt. He made sure you got here safely, you still doubt. He made sure you got on clothes, you still doubt. He gonna make sure you get to work all this week, and you still doubt. Even in the church, we still doubt, my friends. But scripture says that after all of this, Jesus has risen from the dead. He's met the women. He's met the disciples. They've all had worship. And the first direction he gives to them, Jesus says to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Yeah. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything, say everything, I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus laid it out plain and simple. He didn't make it complicated or difficult. He said, go make disciples, baptize, teach, and I am with you. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is with you. He didn't give no fancy words. There was no smoke and mirrors, just the raw, unfiltered truth. If you are all in, if you love the Lord, if you are a disciple, this is what I am asking you to do. Go and make disciples of all nations. That's called the Great Commission, my friends. Say Great Commission. Great Commission. This is the tough part of this story. Living out the Great Commission is not a walk in the park, is it? It is hard for most of us to talk to anybody about Jesus. How many of us really, truly enjoy the experience of going out and making disciples? One or two. Yep. How many of us think it's the pastor's job to go and make disciples? Oh, okay. I got an honest double few. Okay. It's all of our job. Yes. Living out the Great Commission, it does seem hard. It does seem challenging. It does seem like there's some grand task ahead of us. I mean, sometimes I feel like we need the Great Commission. Mission Handbook. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to say? But we don't have a handbook, do we? Except for the Bible. That's our handbook. I want you to know that I had one example in this sermon that I changed to this example after this weekend's experience. You see, what I am realizing more and more, that part of the Great Commission, even though it seems hard and challenging and it seems like a grand task, it is actually one of the most simple things that we can do. Say simple. Yeah. How is it simple? Well, it's simple because part of going and making disciples is simply sharing our story. Yes. Do you have a story? Yeah. Do you have a testimony of the goodness of God in your life? Yes. Do you have a story of saying, Jesus loves me, and I'm sure he loves you back? You know, at that women's conference, we heard from a woman named Rose Hamrick. Rose was a single mother who had a special needs son. Her son was born having a seizure condition. He died unexpectedly. She said they put their children down to bed, and when they woke up, when they went to sleep, 5 went to sleep, and when they woke up, 4 woke up. She was heartbroken. After she lost her son, shortly thereafter, she experienced a divorce. She talked about losing everything. She was so humble. She didn't have a job. She didn't have a car. She didn't have no money. She had to move back home. In that time period, the Lord kept impressing upon her to journal, to write things down, to say her story. And she didn't know why, but she just decided to be obedient and trust the Lord. And she started writing her experiences every day. And she ended up having a book. That book is called Faith Walk. Faith Walk is on Amazon right now. Then we heard from the second woman, and her name was Robin Dykstra, or is Robin Dykstra. She was an ex-Playboy bunny. I know y'all remember Playboy, right? We all turned around for her testimony, like, where is this going? But she talked about when she came out of that lifestyle, she married her first husband. And she was so amazed at how much her husband loved her. After all she had went through and the lifestyle she lived, God led her to a Christian godly man. And that man died. He was 39 years old. She picked herself up, and the Lord sent her a second husband. Some of y'all can't find a first husband. The Lord sent her a second husband. And he too loved her incredibly. And then he died. Man, oh man. I just couldn't believe it. We were fools, sobbing, Lenny. What? Who does that happen to? But because of her faith, because of the love that she had for God and God had for her, she was able to survive and thrive. And the Lord sent her her third husband. She calls him her forever husband. Now, these two women both wrote books, my friends, and we didn't get a copy of the first woman's book because she didn't bring her book, so we don't go online and get them. But the Robin brought her books, and I brought, so I'm just going to leave them here. If you feel touched, if you want to know her story, these are for you. Come pick up a book after church, amen? But they shared their stories, and so I'm just like full. My heart is full because they didn't have a Great Commission handbook. They just talked about their story, and they talked about how Jesus loved them, and they talked about the goodness of our God. And then we get to Saturday night, and we hear the story of Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby, and Marjo, and Rebecca. And we heard about a man who learned he had a son who had been hidden from him. And he didn't get to know that son until that son was 49 years old, turning 50. Talk about the love of Christ. Why Pastor Rick's story resonates with me so deeply is because, like him, my husband found out about our son. My husband didn't get to know that he had a son until our son was 11. And we had D'Angelo from 11 to 29 before he died. And so I'm just so grateful, Pastor Rick, that you get to have Marjo in your life.
Yes.
We told stories about Pastor Rick. Gail laid it out. If you missed that one, y'all.
Oh,
you missed a good one. Gail made it out. I kept thinking, where is the camera? Because I need to rewind these jokes. So many people talked about Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby and how they have touched our lives and changed our lives and made our lives better. And we all agree that, look at this, somebody always ringing that bell, y'all. But we all agree that every story that we heard, that each person, Rose and Robin and Rick, all ours, they had a choice. Tell your neighbor, you have a choice. They all woke up living the lives that they were meant to live. And then these things happened in their lives and they could choose to be hateful. When a child dies, it almost feels like we have the right to be bitter and to be angry. When a child is born with special needs, it feels like we have a reason to turn away from God. When the love of your life is taken from you, it feels like you get a pass to be angry and hateful and vengeful. And when you miss out on most of your child's life, you seem like you have a huge reason to be hateful and vengeful. But tell your friend, you have a choice. Every single one of these people that I shared with you, they woke up with a choice. And what choice did they choose? They chose love.
Yes.
What kind of love? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Not the mushy Hollywood kind of love, but the real agape. Say agape. The agape, sacrificial, unconditional, all in love. That's the love that we all need. That's the love that we can choose every single day. You see, my friends, we can choose to turn away from God when our lives are hard. We can choose to go toward hate. We can choose to go toward anger and bitterness and despair. But let me tell you, you have another choice. And that choice is called Jesus Christ. And I don't know exactly how it works, but I know he has a Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit just comes inside of us and fills us with peace and love and joy and kindness. Jesus said it best, my friends, love one another. And that is the secret. Tell your neighbor, that's the secret. You want to know how you get through anything in this life? You choose to be loved by the one who loves you unconditionally, and then you give that love back to everybody around you. You see, when the world sees us loving each other like there is no tomorrow, they can't help but sit up and pay attention to something like that. Why are you loving somebody? Why are you being so kind? Did you see what happened in your life? Why are you being so loving and kind to people? Love changes lives, my friends. And it is high time we started sharing that love. That, my friends, is the simplicity of the Great Commission. You know, we think we need to have all these degrees and fancy stuff to go out and spread the gospel when all you need is your story and love. You don't need any extra things than that. What we have in the Bible, if we think about it, my friends, is story after story after story of those people that love God and God loved them back. Amen. Think about some of the people in the Bible who loved God. Tell me names. Who loved God in the Bible?
Deborah
loved God.
Moses
definitely loved God. Job loved God. Mary loved God. Naomi loved God. Peter loved God. Ruth loved God. Joseph loved God. The prophets loved God. None of them had the Great Commission handbook, my friends. All they had was their story, their faith, and their love and belief in God. But we've got something they didn't have. Tell your neighbor, we got something they didn't have. At least not till you get to after the resurrection. We have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not just some abstract concept floating around out there in the ether. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is living in each and every one of us right now. That is the connection between all of us, my friends. That is when we hear these stories, something clicks inside of us so deeply. Because when you're sharing your story about how God loved you, it clicks with me. And I'm like, ooh, God loved me like that too. God is so good. He connects us through the power of his Holy Spirit. And that's the second way that the Great Commission is so easy to live out. We share our story, then we trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, you think you're doing some work, right? You're going out to talk to people. You think you're doing something. We're not doing nothing, my friends. The Holy Spirit is doing the real work. We just get to be a part of it. We get to see how the Holy Spirit is working, and we get to see the miracles begin to happen. Have you ever met that person that was just evil? They were so mean-spirited and unkind. Y'all know those people. Come on, some of y'all going home to them today. We all know that person that we still cannot believe that the Holy Spirit turned their lives around. They used to be out on the corner drinking every day. They used to be out on the corner selling their bodies every day. They used to be drugged and all kind of nonsense. And the Holy Spirit captured their heart. And that was it. Yeah. Their lives changed. And all of us stood back and said, look at God. Look at God. The Great Commission is shared in so many different ways because we share our stories. Think about it. We have the four Gospels. What are they called? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Each story tells a different way how things happened with Jesus, right? Matthew told his story. Mark told his story. Luke told his story. John told his story. But each one of those stories comes back to the same one God, Jesus Christ. They all said Jesus came into the world. They all said that he lived. They all said he died. They all said he rose again. He is risen. God loves us so much that not only is he risen, he's coming back for each and every one of us. And each of us got a different story to tell. You might have the gospel of Janet and the gospel of Jackie, the gospel of Larry, the gospel of Sharon, the gospel of Sebastian. His is in Jamaica. But it's your story. You get to tell it. You get to share it. You get to say, you know what? Jesus loved me, and I'm going to show you how Jesus can love you. It's just that simple. Tell your neighbor, it's just that simple. Are you ready to go and share the good news of the Lord today? Let us pray. Gracious and holy Father, we thank you for calling us into your kingdom work. As we step out in faith to live out the Great Commission, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit power. Embolden us to spread your love wherever we go. May our lives be a shining beacon of your grace and goodness, and may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. We're all going to rise and sing Blessed Quietness with the choir. And if you want to rededicate your lives to the Lord, the doors of the church are open. If you want to give your heart to Christ for the very first time, we invite you to come up to pray or just wave a hand and we will come and pray with you. God is so good, my friends. And all the time, God is good.
Oh,
Praise God, that doorbell is still ringing. I do want to take a moment. I know Pastor Antonia always welcomes everyone at the beginning, but I do want to say again to welcome all of our guests, our first timers, our second timers, our third timers. If you could give us a wave of a hand, I want to make sure you got your guest welcome bag. The ushers will bring it to you, but we are so glad. Want to say welcome, especially Jessica Franklin's godson, Devin Cooper, is here today with us. So we welcome you, Devin. So glad to have you. Jessica's very best friend. You know how your bestie makes you the godparent of your child, and that is her godson sitting next to her. And where? Tell me again, remind me what state you traveled from?
California.
California, praise God, California. So, might I share about your mom?
Yeah.
He recently lost his mom, Yvonne, Jessica's very best friend. And we had a wonderful homegoing celebration for her, but it's still difficult and tough. And he's one of those folks that said, I'm going to come to your church, and he's here honoring his commitment. So we welcome you, and we still pray for you and pray in solidarity with you as you grieve the loss of your mom. But welcome, Devin. We're glad to have you. And he's from the St. Clair area, right? He grew up all in St. Clair. Some of y'all may know him. Praise God. So I want to say happy birthday to all of our birthday folks. We see who we got for our birthdays this week. I'm always mixing them up. Not the scripture readers. Stephanie Simmons, praise, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stephanie Simmons' birthday. Happy birthday, Stephanie. And Stephanie here. Pat Townsend's birthday. Hallelujah. Jasmine Baines, yes. Jasmine has been on the countdown for this birthday, right, Gail? Rafia Billups, praise God, will be celebrating with Rafia this coming Sunday. Elijah Daldell, he's a youngster. Mildred Little is in the bulletin today. Pastor Antonio is going to come up and share a little bit about Mildred. And then Estelle Milan, praise God. This is Estelle, is having a birthday this week. So happy birthday to all of our birthday folks. Happy birthday to Mildred Ramsey Little, 91 years old, May the 3rd, praise God. Born in Scuba, Mississippi to Liddy and Freeman Ramsey, currently the matriarch of her family, has two sisters. Rita is her younger sister. Emma was her oldest, who passed away. Went to school in the South and came to Cleveland as an adult. She got stuck here like the rest of us. And Mildred's father, who was in Cleveland working, returned to Mississippi to bring Mildred back to Cleveland with him. First job, Majestic Hotel. She enjoyed cooking for 30 years for Cleveland City Schools. Worked at Addison Junior High School. And also Empire and Whitney Young, retired in 1995, became a member of Calvary Presbyterian Church, November the 9th, 1958, praise the Lord. And Mildred has youth ministry, became a new life at Calvary, and has continued to serve faithfully since 2013. She has 5 children, Willis, Elizabeth, Eva, Pearly Baby Hen, and Anna Jean. And Anna Jean passed away at Embassy. So we just say happy birthday to you, Mildred. Let's all sing happy birthday to her. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you, my happy birthday.
Super seniors is what we call them. So when they turn 90, 91, 92, 93, every year of their lives, all the way through 100s, because we have our oldest member. Is she 104 or 105? 104. So we're going to celebrate with them as long as God allows us to celebrate. So if you have a 90th birthday or your relative has a 90th birthday, let us know. And they're a member, amen. So, but Mildred will receive flowers and her dinner or her lunch today on behalf of New Life at Calvary. We do say again, happy birthday. You all can see all the different announcements in the program. Don't forget about the Life Connect classes. Pastor Antonia's wedding invite is there. Don't say you wasn't invited. If you can read that invitation, you are invited. Hallelujah. You are invited. It is this Saturday at Imani Temple Ministries on Taylor Road. The time is 3 p.m. and she is registered on Amazon. Now, I want you all to know that you all have heard us calling Sebastian all this time. His first name is Hugh. His middle name is Sebastian. So when we get to the wedding and y'all hear me say Hugh, don't get all funny active. Y'all can take that up with Sebastian. Just pray that I say the right name. But they are getting married, and then so you all are invited. Just please pay attention to all the upcoming events. Andrea Belts is our wellness partner with the Cleveland Clinic. And so she has brought to us the Purple Sunday. All of us are dressed in purple. There's some information on the table back in the back that you can take in as pens and cups and other things that you may be able to have. Now, it's not enough for everybody, but take it. If you get back there, you can have it. And brochures. We are standing in solidarity with many churches around the greater Cleveland area who are recognizing Purple Sunday. And so Purple Sunday, we're going to watch a quick video. T, go play.
Greetings to my church family. My name is Sabrina Henderson, and thank you for participating in Purple Sunday. Purple Sunday is sponsored through the Cleveland chapter of the Alzheimer's Association to bring awareness to the faith community about Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive fatal disorder that slowly destroys memory and thinking skills and eventually the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. You may have heard of other diseases such as dementia, Parkinson's disease, Lewy body dementia, frontal lobe dementia, which falls under Alzheimer's umbrella. More than 6 million Americans are battling the disease. 2/3 are women. Over 11 million unpaid caregivers are required to support our loved ones. Over 220,000 in Ohio are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the number is projected to increase rapidly by 2025. 1 in 3 seniors die of Alzheimer's or complications of the disease. It kills more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. However, the disease is not only affecting our seniors. The youngest reported is 19-year-old man. Of course, African Americans are twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's due to health, lifestyle, social, and economic risk factors. We are more likely to be diagnosed in the latter stages of the illness. I'm pretty certain that we all know someone who is either battling disease or has lost the battle to this terrible disease. My mom fought over 10 years while my family watched her decline yearly. We reached out to the Alzheimer's Association for support and resources to help us care for her. We attended support group meetings and had an opportunity to meet other families on our same journey. Today, I am an advocate and a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association in her honor. Last month, my family went to the state capitol to push for more awareness and money to be allocated to the cause. It was a wonderful chance to share our stories and let them know the need. Many of those who we spoke to were very familiar with our stories. My goal is to help families who are in need of support and unaware of the resources available
to the state capitol. We wanted to be able to support other families who are going through these times, you know, trying to make sure that they get all the resources they need that the Alzheimer's Association can provide.
The association has worked with state lawmakers before to pass legislation like House Bill 23 late last year.
Early detection is crucial as it can provide treatment and possibly extend the quality of life. The Alzheimer's Association can provide a wealth of support and resources, including 10 warning signs and a 24/7, 365 helpline staffed with clinicians to support your family during your journey. It is difficult. It is definitely not an easy journey. Please stop by at the table in the lobby for valuable information. Thank you for this opportunity to share this information, and have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise God. How many of you all know someone, help care for someone with Alzheimer's, dementia? You heard her say that those other ones, dementia, Lewy body, Parkinson's, all those fall under the umbrella of Alzheimer's. And so it has touched all of our lives. And so we need to be more educated and aware about the resources, the support, and the help. We do not have to struggle alone. And so ask for help. There are many resources, and if those resources in the back don't answer your questions, please speak to myself, Andrea Billups, and we will help you to find more resources. You can call directly the Alzheimer's Association, and they will give you a ton of help and assistance, but you have to ask for the help. All right, is there any announcements that I forgot? All right, y'all didn't raise y'all hand today, praise God. So there are lots of refreshments left over. Today we actually put out some to-go boxes because after Pastor Rick's event, they had so many desserts left that it is enough for us to have some here and take some home. So we don't want them to spoil. So go, if you go to the through the door, up the steps to the right, you'll see another door. You can go in there and grab you some refreshments or take home some to someone that you know that needs a snack today. Hallelujah. All right, so let's all rise for the benediction. Today, we haven't said it in a while. Our church purpose is at the top, so we are going to close with our church purpose, and I'll do the benediction. In response to God's love, our purpose is to love others, teach the word of God, and reach the world for Christ. Therefore, as a covenant partner, I will invite others to come and join me in worship. I will be a part of a small group Bible fellowship to grow in Christ. I will serve in the ministry with my gifts and talents. I will do my part in faithfully giving my tithes and offerings to keep the ministry of Jesus Christ alive in the world. I will love all those who enter our doors and accept them in our midst. Gracious God, as we depart from this place, but never from your sight, Holy Spirit, help us to be all in, to live out your great commission, to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we honor you, and we receive your love. In the holy and mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen.